So I don't.
My kal v'choymer uma piv she'ein mechayv ay momen mechayv ay shvua edim she mechayv ay say momen and edim she mechayv ay say shvua. Frakti Gemara, but it's not true. Piv is not mechayv momen. Fakert. Haydos baldin kameya edim. Piv is even more mechayv than edim. Ella the kal v'choymer is uma piv she'ein mechayv ay knas mechayv ay shvua edim she mechayv ay say knas and edim she mechayv ay say shvua. Mal piv she can chayv ay carbon. We're not going to go that far yet. We're at the threshold of the sugya where the Gemara is learning out that the makar that Rav Chiya's din of Hados Eidim is chayiv a shvua similar to Moedib Amiksas. What's the classic case of Moedib Amiksas? The Toiveya is Toiveya aschum, 100. The Koifer is Koifer on Miksas and Moed on Miksas. It doesn't make a difference, 20, 80, 70, 30, 50, 50. But he's Koifer on Miksas and Moed on Miksas. This is Xeris HaKosav. You need at least a minimum of Shtei Kesef and a minimum haida of a pruta, but the structure is moedib amiksas. The moedib amiksas, let's make this very clear, is not swearing on the chelik that he's moedib. The chelik that he's moedib, he pays. That's the din of haidah's balin. He swears on the chelik ha-kfira. Now, a koifer akol, who's not moedib amiksas, doesn't swear on the kfira. Why not? Well, maybe Rava asked that kasha. Maybe. Mitnei ma amra taira only moedib amiksas. But we know that the reason Kaifer HaKol doesn't swear is either because there's no drara, dafka the Moedib HaMiksas is the drara, or maybe there's actually a hesber because by a Kaifer HaKol you have a p'tor, chazok ena demeis. But what other shvua does swear? Eirechad. Eirechad, of course, is a classic Kaifer HaKol, which potentially shouldn't swear. But the Eirechad makes the drara. That was even the raya. Why would you need a din of Eirechad if every Kaifer HaKol is chayiv? That was discussed earlier. But then came Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya was mechadish, a new facet in Shvuah. That if you're kaifer on a kol, but edim amechayiv you on miksas, then you're chayiv a Shvuah. Now a few people made this mistake also yesterday, so clarify it. We're not discussing the chelik that the edim are made. Lamasha, let's assume the edim were made on 50, and he was kaifer the other 50, which is a geshmaka number to use, but then it's the same 50 and 50, and people get confused. So let's just ledugma. I know the Gemara used 50, but let's use ledugma 30. The Hainu, someone was saying, you 100. Edim were made that you owe 30. You were kaifer on everything. Edim were made, you owe 30. The 30 that the Edim are made, of course you're going to pay. You didn't need a discussion of that. You don't need a kal v'chaymer for that. Edim, I'm a chayim with the 30. Come on, again, if a guy's saying, you 100 and you might on 30, the part that you might be, you have to pay. The chiddush of might, the mitzvah is that you swear on the other 70. Came Rav Chiya, and he was mechadish by Hados Eidim also, you're going to swear on the other 70. Yesh Lishol. What was the makar of Rav Chiya? He brought a raya from Shnayim Eichzen, the Tana Tuna. That wasn't his makar. That was a geshmaka raya, smach, and a whole new look at the mission of Shnayim Eichzen, which, by the way, is the reason we're doing the sugi here. It was brought in because of Shnayim Eichzen. You forgot about that. But we're not focused on the Shnayim Eichzen factor. What was the makar of Rav Chiya? Stating the Gemara that Rav Chiya's makar is a kal v'chaymer. Let me start with an interesting shayla. Why do you need a kal v'chaymer? Why can't you make a mematzinu? Interesting question. Why do you need a kal v'chaymer? Make a mematzinu. Just like Moedib HaMiksas swears, also Rav Chiya's case swears. Why kal v'chaymer? Why not mematzinu? What? Oh, that's what the Gemara meant. Rabba. Okay, let me even go a step weiter. I want to speak out of Knech from the Beis Halevi that brings a vart from Reb Chaim. And it was in Thursday's Maram Chaim, actually. An akuda from the Beis Halevi.
If you say Kaifer HaKol's Potter also be the Raisa, then which Mematzino are you leading? How do you have Afra?
Why should I make a Mematzino from Moedib HaMiksas and not make a Mematzino from Kaifer HaKol? Nira Lami Doime. What is it more similar to? Be'emes. It's more. Rav Chiya's case. Wow, I like that. Rav Chiya, there's people on the other side over here. So Rav Chiya's case is more similar to Kaifer HaKol. I'm going. Kaifer HaKol's pot. The Moedib HaMiksas is chayv. Rav Chiya's case is more similar to Kaifer HaKol or to Moedib HaMiksas. What? Is it? Is it? What, Mematzinu? He meant Mematzinu. The Gemara used the Midah. He said, Karbonis Tereb, Shmuel Lime, Shlesh Yisra Midas. The Gemara uses Kal V'chaim. Why not Mematzinu? Zok the Beis Levi B'Shem Rav Chaim. There's a more fundamental Hakdama question. Where does it say in the Torah that Moed the Bemixis is Chayiv and the Kaifer HaKos Potter? Not my timer. My timer, there's no drawer, there's a smaller drawer, there's a Chazok in the midst. Where does it say it? You know what the Pasuk is of Moed the Bemixis? Ki Hu Zeh. Where, and Tosis even actually asked, where's the Makar the Kaifer HaKos Potter? After various attempts from Chazok in the Meis and the Geshmak of proof, because then why would you need the Din of Eid Echad? What was Tosis's bottom line? Gezeris akasiv ki hu ze davka moed b'miksas. Why does ki hu ze mean moed b'miksas? It's yidua. They say it from the goyim, but we'll say it as an akudim shat. Hu is hidden and ze is the goal. You point to it. Moed b'miksas means because the guy was tevei you. Part of it you're hiding, and part of it you're putting up front. You're not halach. Not halach. We're not up to halach yet. But who zeh? Kaifer HaKol is not who zeh. Why? Because which part is Kaifer HaKol? It's not 50 who and 50 zeh. One second. A guy says, you owe me 100. And the guy answers back, I owe you 100? No. Zeh, I owe you 50. Who, I don't owe you the other 50. Or zeh, I owe you 30. Who, I don't owe you the other 70? What if a guy says, I owe you 0? He's a 100% saying, who? And what if he actually admits, I owe you the whole 100? A total zeh. And the gzeres akosiv is, you know when there's a chiyuv of shvua? Not when you're a total zeh, because when you're a total zeh, you pay everything. Not when you're a total who, because then you're a kaifer HaKol, you're putter. You don't even have to swear. Who zeh? Frek de beis halevi. He brings from his son Rav Chaim. Rav Chiya's case could also be the case of ki hu zeh. Who told you that the case of the Torah is ma'id b'miksas, and now let's have a discussion on whether Rav Chiya's case should be learnable from a hekesh memetzinu kal v'chomer svara drara? Maybe that is what the pasuk means. Ki hu zeh? Who told you who zeh is that he was ma'id b'peh on part and kai for the other part? Maybe it means he was edim on part. Who told you that's not shot in the pasuk?
Don't say yoimar. Got to be on the same time.
He was Yoimar who? And the Adam said Zeh. Okay, so one Teretz is because Yoimar is Mashmah was Peh. Okay, I hear what you're saying. The Beis Levi asks as a kashan. But by the way, I'm not asking that the Torah should only be that. Maybe the Torah means both cases. Hados Adam is another sort of quasi Moed b'miksas. You know, the Gemara asks why you need a Kal v'Chomer, and I'm trying to get there. And we ask, let it be just Memetzinu, but I'm asking even more. Let it just be without Memetzinu. It is, it's also a key who's Zeh. Says the Beis Halevi from Reb Chaim, because of Rabba. Even every Moed b'miksas, we had a crisis. You know, Mipnei Mamre Torah Rabba asks, and he has a few hidden questions. Why can't you just have an attitude to all the hidden questions? Because Eretz HaKosav, don't ask me any questions. Doesn't work like that. We want to forsteak in the Torah. So the Torah says Moed b'miksas swears. Rabba still has the right desk, but why isn't there a Migu he could have been Kaifer HaKol? The oil knows Rabba asked that question, that L'chair he could have been Kaifer HaKol? Why isn't the Torah? Eretz HaKosav. No, give me a hez, but why? Learn that from me. There's no such thing as migu. What's the answer? Why there's no migu? Why doesn't every moed that mixes us have a migu that he could have been kai for a call? Migu should pater a shvua. It's a migu d'hazu. What other terrors could potentially be on migu? Migu laftur mishvua la arena. Maybe, efsher. This is chesbonus like that. But you got to deal with it. And then on the days, you get to another hidden question. What's the hidden question that Rab is still bothered by? Machlekes rishonim. Possibly, what are the options? Choshed amamayin, choshed ashvuasa. Or there should be a migu mimeis lemeis, or there should be a chazok in the meis. In a nutshell, the pshatim we said yesterday. Rabba said, what salvage is that? Why is there a chiyav of shuah by moed b'miksas? L'chayra, you're not sure if this moed b'miksas is saying the truth or lying. Saying the truth or lying. If he's saying the truth, he's saying the truth. Where about he's lying? If he's lying, chazok in the meis says he's not. Chashir amamayin, chashir ashvuah. So no purpose of swearing, ki'ilu he swore. So why are you swearing? What's the big one, big word? What's the teretz like Rabba? By moed b'miksas? Ishtamut ekam ishtamet. He's not really a liar. He's just stalling for time, and that the shvuah is going to help. By hados eidim, do you have that? The Gemara says no. Aval hados eidim delek lemeim harach eim aloi. Why not? Why? Let there be ishtamut by Rabbi Chiya's case also. It was yesterday. Shir. What? Because he's kaifer kol and dir for what? What's the chap? Because even a mishtamet doesn't have the chutzpah to go be kai for a call. Maybe some do, but it's a much smaller chance. There's a much bigger chance he's probably Islam as a gangster liar. As a mishtamet, he would probably choose, well, how much money would a mishtamet choose? That was yesterday's question. He would choose the amount he needs. But here we're making cheshbon, he would probably choose a miksas. So kai for a call, Kaifer Kala has a zero chance of being Mishtamet, we spoke yesterday. No, but a much smaller chance. And therefore, Hadas Eidim wouldn't be Chayiv. Says the Beis Halevi, B'Shem Reb Chaim, by Matan Torah, Hashem gave the Torah by Sinai. And Tosis speaks out that in the time of Sinai, Choshed HaMamoino was Choshed HaShavuasim. And years later, things changed. Tosis brought such an idea. Says the Beis Halevi, B'Shem Reb Chaim, an Einfal. You know why you need a Kal V'Chaimer? A new shot. We didn't say this yet. You know why you need a Kal V'Chaimer? Because the Vada, read the Torah. What does it say in the Torah? Ki Hu Zeh. Potentially, theoretically, what could Ki Hu Zeh mean? Not a Kaifer HaKol. There's got to be Mixas. What could the case potentially be? Either that he was Moedev and Mixas and Kaifer and Mixas, or he was actually Kaifer and everything, and Adam said. How do I know that in the time of Sinai, the Pshat and the Pasuk is going on a Moedev and Mixas Pepeh? How do I know? Because in the times of Sinai, Chashad HaMamoyna was Chashad on Shavuasa. And if it's Chashad HaMamoyna, Chashad HaShavuasa, so why would the Torah be telling you to make a Shavua? Mipnei Ma Amra Torah. You know what the answer is? Why would the Torah in the time of Sinai make you make a Shavua? Because of Mishtamot Yikam Mishtamot. But Kaifer HaKol, by Rukhiya's case, it's Kaifer HaKol. And there's very little Mishtamot by Kaifer HaKol. And Chashad HaMamoyna, Chashad HaShavuasa. And there wouldn't be a Shavua. But then times change. It's 500 years later. And times change. And now people that are Chashad HaMamon, either Mamon became less important, Shavuas became more important, people became firm on different Cheshbainas. And now the Metzius is Chashad HaMamon, in Loicha Shira Shavuasa. So now it's appropriate that the din of Shavuas should apply even by Eidim. But Samosai as the Pasuk, you would look at Sinai and it would be Kaveya. Get ready. The Mida of Kal V'Chaymer allows you to teach a rule that yes, Ki Hu Zeh can also go on a Pia's case. You need a Kal V'Chaymer to do it because times changed. But the Kal V'Chaymer is going to do it. Yeah, I would never have thought of it. It's in Thursday's Mar Makoimis from the Beis Halevi, and he says, Ulazeh hey Riuni Bini. Oh, maybe it's not Rav Chaim. He had a few sons. I don't know. Ulazeh hey Riuni Bini. I don't know. The Veldo says it's Rav Chaim. He had another son. What was his other son's name? Basically, he had another son. Yisrael. I forgot his name. Rav Yitzchak Soloveitchik's grandfather. I can't remember his name. I think there's two other sons. I don't know the family thing. But anyways, apart from the base lady from his son.
What if the Aiden came first?
What?
No. Came first. Aiden not here, so therefore it's not.
If the Adam already came, then he can't be Kaifer, then the Etzim is only Kaifer. Definitely interesting, Shai. What if the Adam came first?
Together on that, could we say, once Metzius changed from Matthew Kerr, then you can say it again.
I know, but his chap is that for the Metzius to change, but to put it into the Pasuk, you need Kal V'Chaymer. You need Kal V'Chaymer. I want to recap, though, what we said yesterday. Yesterday, we also stuck, because I really we got to start the Kal V'Chaymer. Yesterday, we said, why do you need a Kal V'Chaymer? What does the Kal V'Chaymer do? Why can't it just be Mematzino? Why can't you just use Svar that is a Dvaro or today's Nusach was? Why can't you say that Ki Hu Zeh means Rav Chiya's case? And the Gemara explained no, because by Kaifer HaKol there's not so much of a Dvaro. Taka, there's not so much of a Dvaro by Kaifer HaKol. But if there's a Kal V'Chaymer, the Kal V'Chaymer teaches me that the Dvaro is even so stark. If the Dvaro is so stark, then we'll make a Shvu even for a small Mishtamute. Pie chart alignment thingy. The emes is the Bnei Yeshua says a different nusach. He just says flat out, there's a Kal V'Chaymer that Shavua is going to be applied by a Hados Eidim. How you talking that a Moedev Mixas swears and a Hados Eidim doesn't? It's crazy. Hados Eidim is more Chamer. There's a Kal V'Chaymer. How could it be that it doesn't swear? The Kal V'Chaymer says, figure it out, work it out. This must be a swear even in such a case. But now we're going to trust that it's a Kal V'Chaymer. There's more to do and gribble back in the memory of Rabbah, and maybe we should go back and we'll go back. We're not. But we're setting up the Etzem Kal V'Chaymer. So clear your minds. We now know a fact that when there's a peh, the peh is mechayiv shvuah. Now, don't fall into the trap. The peh is not mechayiv shvuah on the part that you were moida. The part that you were moida, you're paying anyways. But the peh will trigger a shvuah on the other half. And our objective is, will Adam also trigger that off? So, again, if we want to rechaz what we did the past 15 minutes, maybe that's what Ki Hu Zeh means. Make a memetzinus, apply the svara, say that the dror does or doesn't apply. But now we're saying, no, we want to use a different midrash of a Torah called Kal V'Chaymer. Why would Kal V'Chaymer help? We've discussed that. But what is Kal V'Chaymer? Kal V'Chaymer is, look in other places in the Torah. Where do you see? You know what it means? Greater than? You know how you do? Greater than, less than? We did that already? Yeah, you did that one. Well, we did pie charts yesterday, and now we're doing greater than. Greater than, less than. What we need as an objective is we have to find somewhere in the Torah, that Eidim is Chamor Mipiv, greater than, does something. It could be a Ptur, a Chiyiv, a Chalois, I don't know, it does something that Peh doesn't. The minute you find me something that Adam does something that Peh doesn't, in a different topic, in a different topic, then you're good to go. You know, as a matter of fact, let me ask a klutz kasha out of the box. If Adam say someone was Mechal Shabbos, you kill him? And if a guy comes in and self admits that he's Mechal Shabbos, you kill him? Nope. So that could have been a good prompter here. Adam is more powerful than Peh. Like Rabbi Chiya Mises Bezdin. It's not a nice kasha. That's what we're looking for, right? We're looking for somewhere in the Torah where Adam does something that Peh does. I have a whole bunch more, but just to show. But which one did the Gemara pick? But not Sam. The Gemara wants to pick one that says, if I find you, yes, documented, that Adam does something that Peh doesn't, then we're ready to shtel a bet Rabbi Chiya's Kal V'Chaymer. That what? That the same way Piv, not directly, but triggers a shvua on the other part of the kfira. Aiden, which is even more powerful, greater than, does that thing, X, whatever that thing is, will also do it. For the record, in the Hemshech HaSugya, we're going to see the Gemara is going to bring in carbon because this thing has a flaw with W. It doesn't make a difference if you find one place where Aiden is more powerful than Piv. Find me 17 things that Aiden is more powerful than Piv. But if you can find me one place where Piv is more powerful than Aiden,
sure.
I know, it's called Pirtha. Thank you. I'm giving you structural lessons over, even though the Mazgan is not working. But, yeah, no, it's working. The Hemshech HaSugya, this is so geschmack, because if you so choose, you don't have to be vergribbled in Ishtamuti Kamishtamet the whole time. You should, and go back to it, and not forget that that's what the Sugya is. But we're about to add a new facet of the Sugya. We're going in a battle over here of what's greater, Pivot or Edom. For Rav Chiya's Din, we remember in the background, that for Rav Chiya's Din, that you should be Mechai Yeshua by Edom, it warrants that you should have a Kal V'Chaymer. Why do you need a Kal V'Chaymer? Ayin Shom. That Adam is more chomer than Piv. We're going to be searching for such things. But again, later the Gemara is going to find something that Piv is more chomer than Adam, and it's going to be a pirch anyways. But what is the opener? That Adam does something that Piv doesn't. And again, it could have chosen Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. Nice try. But what does the Gemara pick? Adam is Mechayiv Mom and Piv is not. Ma Piv, that it's not Mechayiv Mom and is Mechayiv Shvua. Adam, that's Mechayiv Mom and it certainly should be Mechayiv Shvua. The Gemara asks on that one, but it's partially not true. Everyone knows it's a famous din of Aidos Feldin, Kamei Adam Dami. So the Gemara is going to right away ask that and say a teretz. Savalanut. But interesting, the first attempt was, Adam is Mechayiv Mammon, Piv is not. Says the Gemara, not true. Piv is also Mechayiv Mammon. As a matter of fact, Piv is even Mechayiv Mammon more than Adam. Wow. Piv is even more powerful than Adam. Why didn't the Gemara use that as the Pircha? I'm just thinking out loud. The Gemara is going to try to find the Pircha that Piv is more powerful than Adam by carbon and other stuff. What do you mean Piv is more powerful than Adam by Mammon Gufa? Adam against Adam, or even two against 100 wives, Trey and Trey. Piv is more powerful than Adam even. It's bothering me. It's bothering me.
The whole thing, it's not more powerful.
No, there's a din. Haidah spelled din is chai even against me. I'm going to talk about that. I know, but if Piv is more powerful than Adam, why couldn't that be the Pircha? No, Trey Kimei, Piv is more than Meir. By Trey Kimei, it applies to Teku. Piv is more than Meir. But back. The Gemara's kasha was, careful. A lot to do now. Piv is not the chai moment that Adam is. In fact, Gemara, it's not true. There's a din of Aidos Baldin. Maxim Ha'ilam. The Gemara didn't know the din of Aidos Baldin in the Havamina. And even worse, Rashi in Kedushin Daf Samachay. The Ksois brings it in Simulam Adalas of Dalas in the Marmachim today. Rashi in Kedushin Samachay. What's the makar for Aidos Baldin? The Bechlal, the guy's chayiv if he's Moida. By the way, if the guy's Moida and he's still being Moida, so like, let him give it to you. If Farshtei Tzachim means he wants to retract now. Too late to retract. You were Moedi Yechayiv. What's the makar that Haidos Baldin is Chayiv? Zok Rashi in Kedushin Samachay. The Shavua of Moedi B'Miksas, classic Moedi B'Miksas, is a raya that Yechayiv on your Haidah. Because what's the drawer that Yechayiv for the Chelek HaKfira? Because of the Haidah. But if you're not even on the Haidah, there's no drawer that nothing starts. Harei Samach al Miksas Haidah Asai. The source for Haidos Baldin, Nemon, is from Moedi B'Miksas. How did the Gemara not know that? It's a nightmare. And the Rishonim asked it, the Maria Buov in the Shita Mukubetzes asks it, and we brought it in the Marma Chaimis also. But I'm going to trust the Gemara, let's go with the flow. Again, we're looking for a Kal V'Chaimer, and we need structure anywhere in the Torah. Find me a place where Piv doesn't do something that Adam does, and then you're good to go. Find Pirchas afterwards, that's also great. But let's get started. So the Gemara says, what you're starting with is that Piv is not Mechayiv Mammon. Gival the Pella, Piv is Mechayiv Mammon. And how could you say the Havmina didn't know that? You know, Yeshivish, I'm going to get to soon. Balabatis, you'll say, the Havmina didn't know yet the din of Aidos Baldin. But what do you mean he didn't know it? The din of Moed Mixas is based on that. What, were you playing games? So we have to open up with the sugya. There's a famous Machlekes Ksois and the Mariban Leif. Yes, I know there's a very big Arichas in the Ksois, Ayin Shom. The first Chelek of it is rather not relevant, Osmamish, for the sugya. More in the Hemshech of the Ksois, it comes the topic that I really want to get to. For those that came over at the beginning of the Ksois, you can go through the whole Ksois, it's Geshmak, but be aware of what we really need. When a guy's moida, that he's chayiv, and everyone wants to retract, what's mechayiv him? Loini boy, if there's Adam against him, or even if there's no Adam against him, what's mechayiv your haidah? So the Ksois brings a pshat. A person's not able to be neman on himself. Ain't no the meir al atzmai. Ain't no the meir al kroivoi. Certainly ain't no the meir al atzmai. You know, Edom come into Bezdin and they say Reuven is chayif to Shimon $1,000. And Reuven says, I'm not. Well, actually, then he's fucked. No, there's Edom that he's chayif. Edom that he's chayif. Two Edom, 100 Edom that Reuven's chayif. And Reuven says, I'm not. Haidos, baldin, more than 100 Edom. Haidos, baldin, kame Edom, one keyful secret word. L'chayif es atzmai. Not lifter es atzmai. Lifter es atzmai, a person's not neman. You know why not? Because ain't adam neman al atzmai, ain't adam neman al kroivoi, that's basics. So you know what? Don't just take it for granted. Why is a person neman l'chayif es atzmai? Where's the makar for? What's that about? A person's not neman. The Ktsois, amongst other things, brings a svar of migu. Migu that you can give the guy a matana. You can give the guy a matana, so you can be neman, that you owe him money. And he brings such a tzad, he doesn't like it for various reasons. But then, I want to go straight into the crunch of it. The Ktsois, it's a bavusta zach. This is a very basic yeshivish, you have to know. There's a bavusta machloikis Ktsois and the Mariban Lev. Mariban Lev is a much earlier, maybe a late region or earlier, a much earlier acharon that the Ktsois quotes. The Mariban Lev. The Mariban Lev says that the yesoid of why a person, when he's moid is chayiv, it's a hischaivus. It's not nemonis. We don't believe the guy because you don't believe a person not on his karev and koshke not al atzmoy. Ein adam mein al atzmoy. It's a yesoid that you mechayiv yourself. And the Ksois Ba'arichas comes to argue and says, no, a person is nemon al atzmoy. There's a gzeiris hakosev that a person is not nemon liftar es atzmoy, but a person is nemon lochav es atzmoy. Nemon. What's the makar? The din of moed of a mixas. Hare hei reinenu rashi b'kedushan daf samach hei, says the Ksois. She hare moed of a mixas, there's a drara to swear on the chelik ha-kfira. What triggers that drara? The fact that he was moed on the chelik of the hoida. Hare she samach al mixas hoida, so we believe him.
What do you do with karav
etzel atzmai?
That makes
it possible. Karav etzel atzmai is only possible liftar. Loch of its edus. Loch of its edus.
Could his brother come and be mechayev him?
No, I don't know why not, and I don't even know if Jimmy asked that question. Jimmy's not his brother, Jimmy's the guy in the bottom. But we're talking about Haidos Baldin. We want to know what's the yesoid of Haidos Baldin. That's exactly the point. The din should have been Haidos Baldin Einoi Nemon Al Atzmai. That's the kasha. The Terence is, Mariban Leib says Hischaivus, the Ksois says Nemonis. The Ksois has a few kashas on the Mariban Leib, and they are. Erst the kasha is, a person, someone takes you to court and says, you owe me money. And he says, Loy Lavisi, I never saw you in my life. And then the Malveh brings in Edim, that the Edim are made, you ready? Lova Upara. What's the din now? The guy was Taiveya, a Malveh was Taiveya, a Loyve, a supposed Loyve, you owe me money, I lent you money. The Loyve answers back, Loy Lavisi, for protocol, that's what he said, two words, Loy Lavisi. Edim come in, the same cat, and say, Lova Vipara. Now, according to the Edim, is he chayef? Lava Upara, he's not chayef. He has to pay. Because Kol Ha'omer, Loy Lavisi, Ki Lo'omer Le'paraiti. If you weren't Lava, you certainly didn't pay back. Now, for your haido was that you didn't borrow. Now, Edim came in and said, Lava Vipara, you can't plug into them. You're chayef on the halva because there were Edim on Lava. And we don't split that. You're chayef because there's Edim on Lava. And you cannot use the Edim of Para because you were Moy the Loy Lava. That's a Gemara. I'm going to argue on a Gemara. Fred the Ksois, Loy the Mariban Leib, this makes no sense. Because the Yesoid is you Mechayiv yourself. The guy that said Loy Lava had an agenda to be Mechayiv himself. What was the guy's agenda when he said Loy Lava? The Pater himself. I never saw you even. Then he gets snagged. Says the Ksois, in Nemonis, it's true. We believe you that you said Loy Lava. Every Loy Lava includes a Loy Para. You're Neman even more than 100 Edom. It's not going to help now 100 Edom of Lava Upara. You're stiffed on Lava Veloy Para.
Rabbi, this is based on the Klal of Kol She'omer Lo Levisi.
The Klal of Kol She'omer Lo Levisi is the Klal of Kol She'omer Lo Levisi is Haidos Baldin. But Haidos Baldin, we have two options, and the Ksois is goofa frying and saying that if you learn it to Hischaivus, it doesn't make sense in this case. Question number two, Frek the Ksois. Yes, there is a concept, by the way. Oh, I forgot to say. It wasn't the Mariban Leib's concept that a person could be Mischaivus himself. There definitely is a concept that a person could go over and say, I want to be Mischaif to give you money. And if you do it in front of Edom, and you're not just playing around the Shata Anibach, that concept exists. That wasn't the Chiddush of the Mariban Leib. Cut. The Mariban Leib was plugging into the established concept that Adam Yochel L'chayiv is Atzmoy, that's what Haidos Bal Din is. Question number two of the Ksois. There's a famous rule that a person's Machayiv himself, he has to tell the Edom, Atem Eda. You have to show it's a serious thing. You have to be Edom there. You have to designate the Edom and say, Atem Eda, Ishani Mischayiv Uplani. By every classic Haidos Bal Din, there's no Atem Eda. Third kasha of the Ksois. Baba Metziah Daf Gimel. The Gemara says, Piv is not Machayiv Momen, Edom is. And then the Gemara asks, Piv is also Chayiv Money. One second. According to the Marie Ben Leiv, what's more powerful? Rabbi said, I'm looking for a greater than. I need Edom is greater than Piv. Are Edom believed that someone owes money? And according to the Marie Ben Leiv, are Piv believed that someone owes money? No, B'chlal not, not believed. Ain't no the Neman Alatzman. So it's Viter. Edom is more powerful than Piv. Edom are Ne'eman and Piv isn't. According to the Marie Ben Leiv, very clearly, Piv is not believed at all. You can't be believed about yourself. There's a din, you can be mischayiv yourself. Mischayiv yourself. But no shaykhis. Edom is still more powerful than Piv. And what's worse, I don't want to do it because it's the Hemshech of the Gemara, but when the Gemara makes a pirch on this Makar from Chashav HaZama, the Ksoi says it's totally irrelevant to talk about Chashav HaZama. It's just the word of Mischayiv yourself. And one final kasha the Ksoi asks on the Marie Ben Leiv. Is the Olam aware that a Moed mixes swears because when he says you owe me 100 and he says I'm Moed, I owe you 30, so that makes like a drawer, he owes the other 70. What if a guy says you owe me 100 and he says I owe you 0? What's that called? And what if he says, the guy says you owe me 100, he says, no, I owe you 0, but I'm going to be mischayiv to give you 30. You have to swear no on the other 70? He doesn't pull it out. That's halach. I'm out of the halach. I want to know what's the din. Frektik sois, in all honesty. A guy says you owe me 100, and the guy says back, I don't owe you anything, but I'm mischayiv to give you a maton of 30. There's going to be a shvur now on the other 70?
No.
It's a kai for a kol. Like the noid, but the frektik sois, like the mariba leiv, it should be a maton of mixas. Because that's what every maton of mixas is. When the guy says maton of mixas, according to the mariba leiv, he's not believed. He's only being mischayiv himself. So why can't it just be a random mischayiv?
Why is it more mischayiv? Maybe he means it's a mischayiv on a part of the time that it's being confronted with.
Man ishtana frektik sois on the Marie Ben Leiv. If it's a zaitik mischayiv or a sischayiv, it's in the system. So yes, Jimmy in number 72 says...
That's the thing as a kosher.
68. In 68, Jimmy wants to say that no, even the Marie Ben Leiv could agree that there's a difference between being mischayiv yourself within the system and stamid. But let's appreciate the Ksois's fifth question, 4.5 actually. The Eretz Kasha was kol oimer le'levisi kilo oimer le'parak. It wasn't coming to be mischayiv yourself. The second question was that when a person's mischayiv himself, he needs to say atem edai. The third question is from Baba Metzia. The etzem idea of piv not mischayiv moment. Yeah, but you're not believed. And again, there's a fourth question there that from Hakoshev Azama later, and I'll call it the fifth question is every Kaifer Akal who randomly is Mischayev to give you some money. By the way, the random Mischayev doesn't have to be 30. It could be even a larger amount than the whole Chayev. You owe me 100. He says, no, I don't owe you anything, but I'm Mischayev to give you 7,000. It should also be a Moedim Mixas. It should also be a Moedim Mixas. Or only when it's less than the Schum? Only when it's less? Why? Why?
Mixas.
It's bigger. We didn't say the word Mixas. We didn't say the word mixas. The Ksois attacks the Marie Ben Leiv. One second. The Ksois attacks the Marie Ben Leiv because of all these questions, and he says no. There's a nemonus. You're not neman to pater yourself. But lochav is atzmai adam neman al atzmai. What about a brother? I heard the kasha. But al atzmai, a person's neman. Now I want to say the yeshiva shibshat. The Gemara in the Havmina said, Madach piv is not mechayiv, and it's mechayiv shvua, Eden, that is mechayiv moment, avad is mechayiv shvua. And right away the Gemara asks, ridiculous, piv is mechayiv. And we even added insult to injury, the whole din of might of the mixas screams that you're nemon. The yeshiva shibshat is to say, the Havmina thought, like the Ksois that you believed. I mean, the Havmina thought like the Marie Ben Leiv. We already knew the din that it is a din of Haidos Bal Din, but we thought that piv is not nemon. Umapiv, that it's not Nemon. Yeah, you could be Mischayiv yourself, but you're not Nemon. Frek the Gemara back, no, you're Nemon. Now, that's classic Yeshivish, because Avada, the Marie Ben Leiv,
has to learn
the Shaklatari of the Gemara, that the Havmin and the Maskana should both stem with the Marie Ben Leiv, and the Ksois Avada would be preferable if he would learn the Shaklatari of the Gemara, the Havmin and the Maskana both like the Ksois. But we're not the Marie Ben Leiv or the Ksois. We're Yeshivish. So,
it actually works for the Ksois, because he could say that's how the Gemara arrived.
He could learn a Kapanah the Maskon is like him, yeah, but he's so viciously attached to Marie Ben Leiv, he wouldn't want to be saved that even a half mina held like that. Now, according to the Ksois, that it is an Nemonis. What's the source for this Nemonis? The parish of Moed Mixas. The bin of Moed Mixas. So we see, he says him first, hey, you're along the way, Nein Rashi. And then the Ksois ends with a Kasha. If the source is Moed Mixas, that shows you that a pev is neman. It doesn't show you it's neman even more than 100 eidim. We know lefi emes, if a guy's moida, even if 100 eidim says not, he's mechuyev even more than the eidim. The eidim said love of vipari. He's mechuyev more than the eidim. Frek tichsois, where's the source for that? And as the achrayim are at, you want to say it's a svara, so let's say it's a svara. But if you're telling me the makaras and moida mix us, where do you see stage two? Who had in the chat you mentioned at the beginning about Migu? He had a tzad that maybe the din of Aidos Balin is because of a Migu. Migu should only make it equal to Adam, not more than Adam. What?
In Matana, if you come to me claiming that I owe $100 and then I say, I'm not gonna pay you, but I'll give you a Matana of
You're not gonna pay me. I don't owe you.
I don't owe you, but
I'm gonna give you a Matana. That's the fifth question.
Come after with Adam and say and prove that Ataka did it with money. I never paid it then. That was a side matana.
So that's a good problem. You're
according to the Bar Yehuda Levi, in every single case, you're going to have that problem.
You're showing that the side mischaivus is something different. The emes is that Achronim talk about that. The Achronim talk about, I want to get to that also. 1 second. Now, putting away our Gemara just for a minute, just talking in general about this, the Bavus, the Sugi, and Shas, Haidos, Baldin, Kamei, Eidim, Dami, the Bar Yehuda Levi learns that it's his chaivus. Again, the concept of Ischaivus we always knew about, but he says that's what Haidos Baldin means. Ksais has a slew of questions. The Ksais says, no, it's actually Namonis. The Ksais himself, this is fascinating, parallels this to a totally different sugya. There's a din of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. When a person says that some food is treif, or an isha is usur, or in anything in Yoridea, he says this thing is an usur, tomei, whatever, he's believed. He said it, eat your words, or actually don't eat your words, and even if you want to retract now, a shaykh had said, I boxed up, I didn't sheft it well. Now he wants to say, no, I saw as I said it, really, it is a good shechita, yoichlo anavim v'yizbo. Everyone else could eat. He can't eat. Shavya nafshe chaticha
disur. It's a
nether? The ktsois brings...
Was that a nether?
The ktsois, it was in the Mara Mekoymes. It was a lot of Mara Mekoymes. You put in a full seder, you get to the Mara Mekoymes, you skip the part of the ktsois you don't need. The Ksois brings the Mahari Basan. The Mahari Basan learns that the Yesoid of Shav Yanafshi is Gedr of Neder. Now, the Sugi of Shav Yanafshi, more Barchava in the Machzor of the Yeshiva here, we learn in Ksuba Stavtes, and this, the Mahari Basan, who says it's Neder, and the Ksois, Lashitasoi, catch on Lashitasoi, he says, no, it's Nemonis. You're Nemon al Atzmoi. And the Ksois himself says it's the same catch. Whereas the Mahari Ben Leif by Haidos Baldin found the part of his Chayvus. Says the Ksois, no, you believe it? He says you really believe. And then the Mari Basan did something similar by Shav Yanafshe Chaticha Disura. He says it's neder, and the Ksois, lishitasoi, arguing and says, no, this taken amonis. Now, the Nafkamina in Shav Yanafshe Chaticha Disura, the 13 Nafkaminas that we spoke out in Ksuba Stavtes, about the Nafkaminas that would be Shav Yanafshe Chaticha Disura is an amonis, or is a neder, or an amonis, we're not going to do now, but suffice it to be for the structure that whereas the Ksois is keeping in sync with the idea. A person is Neman al Atzmoy. By Mominus, he's Neman Lochuv. And the source for that is, by the way, Moedim Amix. That's careful, I'm in trouble now. And by Shav Yanafshi also, it's an Nemonis. And the source for that is? The source for that is? Is it? Moedim Amix is the source for Shav Yanafshi? That's what the Ksois meant? But if it's a svara, let it be a svara by Mominus. You know, I'm a little sticky, but I'm going to try it again. The Ksois' attitude is, Saidin of Shavya Nafshi by Isurin, and Saidin of Aidos Baldin by Momin, the Ksois, Dorch and Dorch, has a din, Yenemon. By the way, Yenemon even came Eidim. Shavya Nafshi is also Nemon even more than May Eidim. Even if 100 Eidim come in and say, you did shecht it well, you yourself said it's not. Shavya Nafshi is also more powerful than Eidim. And I don't know what the Makar is, but the Ksois insists it's a Nemonos. The Cholkin, Mahari Basan, Mahari Ben Leif.
Isn't that the
Nafshi?
If it's not honest, then can I get
Eidim
and put it to work?
No. Shavya Nafshe.
Everybody.
You know what? I don't know. Wait, was it one of the 13? I don't know.
Isn't the Nafshi? Can he give it to someone else?
For sure, you could give it to someone else.
So why?
Okay, that's the part. In Ksuba Stavtes, we'll go through the huge ramifications of what the difference is. But again, for crucial over here. In Isurim, when a person says, this basar is not kosher, I botched up the shechita, or it's not kosher, it's tevel, or whatever, the ish is also, whatever you're saying. Shavinav tzichaticha disura, mahari basan, neder, ksois, nemonis. What's the makar? Don't know. By mominis, a person's nemon to say, nemon, a person's, the din is a person says, haidos baldin, the ksois, it's an nemonis. Mahari ben leiv, it's only a hischaivus. An interesting nekuda If you look in the Hagois from Rabbi Jimitrovsky, he brings a Pnei Yeshua and Ksubas Daf Kuf Beis that actually holds up by Mammon, that actually holds up both Pshatim. He says it depends if the Haido was in front of Bezdin or not in front of Bezdin. In front of Bezdin, then it's an Amanus. When it's Haido Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, then it's Mammon in front of Edom actually, but not Bezdin, then it would be a din of his Chayvus. Now, we asked the Bon Kasha, how could the Gemara have thought that Piv is not Mechayiv Mammon? And then the Gemara vexes the Chav and says, no, there's a din of Haidah Asbaldin. How did you not know the din of Haidah Asbaldin? You didn't know the din of Moed of the Mikzas. So we said Yeshivish. Maybe at that point you looked like Marib and Leib, and then you changed it. I want to suggest another thing. It's possible that the din of Moed of the Mikzas applies even when you're not Neman on the Haidah. I'll give you an example. There's a whole bunch. I'll give you an interesting example. Ta'anai Chitin Haid Leib Asoyerin is a huge sugi. This Kamashitis. Don't get confused what I'm trying to say now. A guy says, you owe me 100 of chitin. The guy retorts back, no, I only owe you 50 of sa'irin. By the way, it could also be, I only owe you 1,000 of sa'irin. He says, kosef makris, 100 of the chitin. But let's stick to the easier case. You owe me 100 of chitin, and he says, no, I only owe you 50 of sa'irin. There are rishonim that say, you're chai of the 50 sa'irin, and you do have to swear on the 100 chitin, not 50, on the 100 chitin. But there is a day that, no, on the sa'irin, you're not chai. On the siren, you're not chayiv. You assume he's just meshata, and you're not chayiv for the haidah of the siren. And yet, there's a tzad that there's a din of moedev amiksas. That's a dogma of a moedev amiksas that's not triggered off by a chiyiv haidah. Over what's the pshat? What's talking of pshat? You know, Tyson Subas Yudche says that the pshat, no, my man was mitust about this. The Tyson Subas says that the yisayin of moedev amiksas is a sort of a gilgal. Same way, shvu is megalgal shvu. We talked about this. Maybe mammon's megalgal shvu. That would apply in that case. Meaning, maybe there's other pshatim in the gedder where haidah spelled in was. But that upon him was the shaklavataria of the Gemara. Now, but the Gemara fears eyes and says, you did not find me a kal v'chaymer, because you're dead wrong, that Piv is not weaker than Aden. It's not that Aden is greater than Piv and you can trigger a kal v'chaymer. What? Because Aden is mechayiv mamon, Piv is avada also mechayiv mamon. If anything, it's mechayiv mamon more than Aden. If anything, I had that hanging question. Why didn't the Gemara later say the pirch is Piv is more powerful than Aden? Why did the Gemara find the case? That's tomorrow shared, that the Gemara found that an Hilchas Karban is a very complex sugya. We're going to learn it tomorrow as a sugya, meaning forgetting about the topic of today and forgetting about the whole Stabuti thing. We're going to focus on, not forgetting, like putting it in the background, and focusing on a sugya of Karban, a whole complex case where a Piv is more powerful than Eidim Lagavi Karban. Why didn't we just pick Mammon? Piv is more powerful than Mammon. This kasha is disturbing me. Piv is more powerful than Eidim in Mammon Alei. Okay, but the Gemara says, let's talk about Knas. The Kal V'chaymer was Uma Piv She'ein Mechaivai Knas. Ein mechayv by mamon. No. Umaf if she'ein mechayv by knas. But mechayv by shvua. Eidim she mechayv and I say knas. And eidim she mechayv and I say shvua. Fractic sois. Simen aleph. I was born in the Mar Mekayim. Simen aleph. Sifka. Gof. There's a big machlokes, but we paskin that moed be knas. Moed be knas. If you're moed in a knas, not only are you putter, even if eidim come afterwards and say you're chayiv, you're still putter. Moed be knas is a p'tor mukhlat, even if Edom come afterwards. It's a machlaik. There's a mandiman that says no. Moed b'knas is putter, that you can't be mischayiv yourself because of knas. You're not believed to be mischayiv yourself a knas, and you can't be mischayiv yourself a knas. But if Edom come, then you are chayiv. But we pass in moed b'knas v'chakach bo Edom is also putter. It's a machlaik, it's Rav and Shmuel. I remember now, there's a famous thing where we say in Slichas, v'salachta l'avayneinu ki ravu. What we're saying is, Hashem, we're being moided that we owe you the knas. And therefore, even if the kategor now is going to come and be made, it's too late. Kiski Rav, we pass him like Rav. Yeah, you Rav, you got it. So, it's a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Fractic sois! If the pshat is according to Rav, that moided the knas, it's not that a pet can't be mechayiv knas. It's a gzeris hakosav, that even Eidim can't be mechayiv when you moided. Let's say it would be a din, knas is not chayiv on Mondays. Yeah, I like this example. Knas is not chayiv on Mondays. Say the kachet, there's a dip. Knas is not chayiv on Mondays. That doesn't show you pez more chayiv than Mammon. Here, I'll tell you another thing. Not on Mondays, it's something else. Yeah, oh, if a guy admits, I see rather the big power of Piv over here, if anything. When a guy admits about Knas with his pez, it's Monday. Now you're not going to have a chayiv Knas. Even if Eidim come, you're not going to have a chayiv Knas. So you don't see that Piv is weaker than Eidim? Bish, lema loit Shmuel. Piv can't be mechayiv Knas. Eidim could be mechayiv Knas. But loit Rav, when a person's moide in knas, or in our mussel, when it's Monday, You're not chayiv knas. Even Edom aren't going to be mechayiv knas. So by the dayama, where do you see that piv is weaker than Edom? I'm looking for an example where a guy says something with his mouth and it doesn't poil a certain thing, and if Edom will do that same thing, the Edom would poil. Where do you have such a thing? Well, when a guy admits about a knas, hey, it's Monday today. Even Edom isn't going to be mechayiv. You don't see that piv is weaker. Only like that. Rav Chi is a Tana, and he's asking on the Machlekes Rav Shmuel because we pass him like Rav. You're right, you could say Rav Chi is going the other way. You could say that here, but the Ksai says a better Teretz. The Ksai says that you don't understand. He says, even Rav, who, yes, holds in this Moiridika powerful Zach, that when a Piv is Moid about Knas, it establishes a total Ptor that even Edom can't be Mechayiv. He also holds of the other din that Piv can't be Mechayiv. Hashoyel Yishol, what do I need? The other din. if when you're Moid on a Knas, it becomes Monday, and that's a muscle. Yeah? You're not chayiv in knas. He says it's negay. Let's say you were moiden not in front of Bezdin. When you moiden not in front of Bezdin, it doesn't trigger off Rav's ultimate powerful din that moiden b'knas totally patters you. But it will still remain that moiden b'knas is patter. He grabbed the ksois is arguing in a taz and a smile that hold not like that, but that's what's going on in that ksois. But I'll upon that ksois for of the Gemara here. So where are we up to? Did we find a kal v'chaymer for Rav Chiya? Sort of. Because we want to know if Piv can be Mechayiv Shvua. So Koshkin Edom should be Mechayiv Shvua. And we need a Kal V'Chaymer. We have. Because Piv is not Mechayiv Knas. Edom is Mechayiv Knas. So we have a potential Kal V'Chaymer. What's going to upslug it is the Pircha. The Pircha is that in Hilchas Karbanos, tomorrow Sugya, a big Sugya, which we have to see from inside and increase the Sugya days. And in other places, we're going to give the Maran Mechaymer on it. That in a certain complex case, a Piv is not Mechayiv Karban and Edom is. And we're going to discuss it. The process is moving on.
Why did we say that from the beginning the Gemara's Havmina was that the Gemara was from a class and the Makdrom misunderstood the question?
You could say there's a plan like that. It would be better if we had something better than that, but it's an option.